Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special Schus Mavim Yitzchichi Yomimash. Yenishmas Maris Esther Batz Rav Shmuel. Schus Moshe Ben Peshedina. Raisa Moshe Mordechai. Rav Yosef Ezra Ben Esther. Rav Yitzchak Ben Esther. And Chaya Chavit Fega Batz Michai Dispasi. For Shem Sosh Leitzor. Chaya Chana Batz Orna Adel. So Shai So for the Nefesh of Fusa Guf. And Schus Avram Shraga Vas Malka Esther. Bracha Vats Lacha V'chol Ma'ase Yadav. We're continuing Siyata Dishmaya, our series of Shi'ulim in the wonderful Sefer HaKadosh Ma'orei Naim. And this is a Maimer in Parashas Miketz on Chanukah, Abal Reinu. I'll call Yisrael L'Toiva. Kano Rabbanan, my Chanukah. The Tano Rabbanan, B'chofei B'kislev, etc. K'shenichnasu Yevonim L'Heichol, etc. Yinei L'choira, I'll call her Kavanis K'shiasu, who lama nikra Chanukah. Matiretz Lo'yavze. The Kasha, the Gemara, the Braisa, when it says my Chanukah, is not what are the halachas of Chanukah? Because there's no answer for that. Rather, the question is, on the name Chanukah, why is it called Chanukah? And if that's true, what's the teretz? Teretz just tells what the miracle is, and doesn't tell us what the name of Chanukah is. Achayem esu, but the truth is that the Iker Teretz is, Shemilas Chanukah is a tzeruf of Chanu Chav Hei. Because on the 25th of Kislev, they rested after they defeated the Yavanim. And they had Chanaya and Menucha. Perush Arana and Al-Arif, Yesh Mishakosav, Shalfika Chom Chanukah, Kolom Rechanu B'chav Hei, Kayadua V'kam Mufursim. So the Oymek Inyan of Chanukah is, Shiesh Mida HaNikra Ko, well known from the Zohar HaKadosh, is a Mida called Ko. And Ko is the meat of Malchus. Sha'amelech u'mitzavah Ko yiyah. Ko yiyah. This is the way it should be. This is the way it should be. K'mokein amida zu, this meat of Malchus, is a mitzavah. Mitzavah u'chol ha'olamos. V'ayadah misnagim kol ha'olamos. Commands all the worlds, and all the worlds are run through this meat of Ko. יש כאן הקדמה בספר מאור עיניים המבואר, יש כאן בהערה הקדמה נחוצה להבנת עומק הדברים. עניין מידת המלכות, מה זה מידת המלכות? הוא בחינת שכינה שוכנת בתחתונים, לשון רבנו בפרשת ראי. כלומר, מידת המלכות, what's midas המלכות? God's elokus, his godliness, that is gonos בכל הברי, even places that look far away, but it's really not. שמכוח מידה זו עולם כמנהגו נוהג בצורתו החומרית והגשמית. באופן שאור לו כי הוא רק גונוס, God light is hidden. And that's the, what it, we have in our mimer, that the meat of Malchus is mitzavah בכל העולמוס. And it's הידה מסנג עם כל העולמוס. שכל הבחינוס וכל המדרגוס כולם תלויים במידס המלכוס. And this is called שכינה. שאלוקוסו השכין בתחתונים נקרא שכינה. As Rabbeinu writes in Parashas Achrayimus. Shesheichin b'chol davar, like Rabbeinu writes in Parashas Lech Lecha. U'b'yeter bi'ur. Kol ha'dvarim mechunim b'shem shechina. In other words, the chiyus of Hashem that dwells in everything. V'im hu'ose ha'davar k'mo sh'osim anshei amunim azay mafrid chatz v'shalom kodshe b'ichu b'shechinte. As Rabbeinu writes in Parashas Ve'ev. Everything is called Shechina because God's dwelling down here. Everything has godliness. And if he does things like the masses do them, then he separates Kodesh Brichu, God, from the Shechina. We have to bring everything back to the Shoresh and to draw God's Kedusha, God's godliness, in every earthly thing. And it emerges. Everything becomes a chariot for Hashem. It's because Baruch Hu gave over the Anhagas Kol Olamos to Yisrael. Atem Tiyu HaMlechus Kaihani. Shetamlichu Es Malchusi V'chol Dover. She make me melech in everything. That's why it's called the meat of Malchus. Tufat HaYivanim, Klal Yisrael followed the Yivanim to deny the Metzias Elokis Ba'ovim. And the Mele, the Gilui of Malchus Hashem, was B'Shefel HaMatziv, the Filas HaShechina Kaviyachol. Zegaram Kaviyachol HaMalach Yisaron Mikoach HaMemshalah V'atzivui L'Alamot. And that caused Chisaron of Hashem's Memshalah, because we weren't Mamlechim. And that's why we have all these tzaris. Shegavu HaChashmonayim L'Galus Malchus Yisbarach Bo'olam, there was a Tkuma L'Shechina. So when they were misgavir, then the Shechina had a tkuma. And the Mela, there was now koach for the Malchus to be mitzavah in all the worlds. This Malchus was revealed. Okay, let's get back to the Guf HaMayim. Since the Olamas are misnag midas HaMalchus, therefore the Tzadikim, who are mitaken midas HaMalchus, because they reveal godliness in the Metzias, have the koach to be Moshe b'chol HaOlamos. Because they have the mead of Malchus, Shal HaBoreh Yisbarach. Chorad Gashakan, Shad Tzadikim, the Tzadikim that was Zochet to the Shlemus of Midas Tzadik, are Makashir, all the Bechinas in their Avodah, and the Mela there, they elevate the mead of Malchus, they bring in the mead of Malchus to the world. And therefore they have Koach HaMemshalah. Parashas Lech Lecha on Dibra Maslas and Nefesh HaAsu V'Charon. Rabbeinu explains you can't come to Midah of Malchus if you aren't attacking first Yisod. Yisod is the sixth Midah and then Malchus is the seventh. So first you need to be attacking Yisod and then Malchus. So Yisod's not Pashit. Kayadur V'Kamafursim. The Kol Mishim Et Naseh V'Zeh. V'Pnei Zeh Tzadikim Yesh B'Koychem Limshol B'Chol HaOlamos. Yesh Yesh B'Toychem HaMidah Malchus. Shabbat Yisroch, so they have this midah, and therefore they could be Moshe, they have koach in all the worlds, the tzaddikim, koach in all the worlds. Kumama Rabbi Senu ala pasuk, tzaddik Moshe b'yiras elokim. That a tzaddik is Moshe over the fear of God. Hazal da'ashin umi Moshe b'i, who rules over me, and then the Kodesh Baruch Hu k'viyachol. Tzaddik, shakodesh Baruch Hu koizer gzeiru, but tzaddik mevatla. Kodesh Baruch Hu makes a decree, and the tzaddik has the power of Malchus. He could be mevatel HaKadosh Baruch Hu's gzeirah. Wow. V'hikshu b'zorah HaKadosh. How could it be that tzaddikim are mevatel Hashem's gzeiris? V'chi tzaddika, kategora, ketruga, demorehu. Are tzaddikim bali plukta of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Acha emesu, the truth is that this bittul, the tzaddikim are mevatel, is not b'koach atzma. Rather, they're attacking the mid of Malchus. And through this, there's a tikkun of Malchus and the Mela, the Xerusam is Batel. And it's considered Shekharish Baruch Hu Ba'atzimu Mevatlan, Ukumavur Tzlenu Kamen Pa'amin B'zeh, as we explain numerous times. The Motzadik is Moshel B'Yerus Elokim, meaning the Mid of Malchus, Yerus Elokim, as you fear God, and you bring down the Mid of Malchus to this world, and the Mela, Tzadik has the power to Mevatel Xerus, it's like Kharish Baruch Hu's Mevatlan himself. Because it's they were metaking me to some malchus. Ki b'chol tzarasim lo yitzar. Every tzara, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has tzar. What does that mean? Hu b'sod galus hashchina. That the tzar of Yisrael is considered galus hashchina. And the explanation is, shemidas hamalchus anal nikra shchina. Neshe sheichen es b'chol mokon. Mid of Malchus is called Shechina because it dwells in every place. All the Madrigas, even the lowest Madrigas. V'hi nigreis gam ken Knesset Yisrael. And this Shechina is also called Knesset Yisrael. Shehi Knesset B'Seicha Kol Yisrael. It gathers in it all of the Jewish people. Shekulam nilkechu mimidat zeh. They were all taken from this midah, the midah of Malchus. מה אמר רב עשינו? כל ישראל בני מלאכים. All the Jewish people are the sons of kings. In other words, as Rabbeinu writes in Likutim, Shebi Yisrael Kanus HaKol, everything is in the Jewish people. Kol HaTanugim, all the pleasures, Ha'idei Shemivin HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lishkom B'dibur HaShochim Bahem, because they bring God in their dibur, it dwells within them. Yisrael HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shobi, so God dwells among us. Then everything comes close to Hashem. Kol Olamas, all the worlds. Feel the Mashi B'Sof from Madregas and Nikla Ekev. Even what's at the end of the Madregas, it's called Ekev. Kulam Mikusharim Ebolei Yisbor Hashem. Everything is connected to God. So again, you have this meat of Malchus that's called Shechina, and it's also called Knesset Yisrael because it's gathered up Kenusa among the Jewish people. We are all taken from this midah of Malchus, of Shechina. Because all the Jewish people are B'nai Malachim, we bring God down here. Zenase, says Rabbeinu there, in the Likutim, the Ramas of Yisra Naretz, Zenase de Tzadik and Ikwa Kol, Shekolela Kol and Miyachi HaKol. Tzadik is called everything. He includes everything. He's Miyachi everything to Hashem. Sets everything aside for Hashem. As it says in the Pasuk, Yichol v'shema baratz dachet b'shemai v'ara. הדרך שאמר מוירי על זה, על מה שנביא הגמרא, עמוד אחד יש מהארץ ועד ברכי וזאת צדיק, רצון אלוהי מה? עמוד אחד שהוא הצדיק וכאשר הכל מזכר מן הארץ. עד שמי רום הרוכניס ונקרא רכי. וזה עוד האוכל בשמי וארץ שמכאשר מיחד הכל ארץ יוס ושמיימס. But there's one pillar that's the tzaddik and he connects everything and brings it to the, from the highest to the lowest. He connects heaven and earth. Al derech mashal, a king sends chayal lichbosh medina. Vazi b'chinas melech v'emenei chayal avod lishma lichbosh amordi. Shumar ocham b'kavshu az osim lach mishte galda v'tana v'niskar v'noi. Nasim em achtus mamish. Nev shem tarchu l'avodis ha-melech. So the army captures the country and the king makes a party for them. And their kavana was to make him the melech. So the Jewish people are also capturing the world, meaning we bring everybody tachas malchus shemayim. And the Mela, Kodesh Baruch Hu, has tainuk from us. So that's the job of the Am Yisrael in general, and the Tzaddikim in particular. So since Midas Malchus is also called Shechina and also called Knesset Yisrael, so it emerges that Shechina and Knesset Yisrael is one inyan. And therefore, Kol HaTzavot Sheyesh Yisrael Rachmana Ritzlan Hu B'Soid Nefilas HaShechina Kiviyachol. All the tzavot that the Jewish people have is God's nefilah, because v'chol tzarasam lo yitzar, shehi midas malchus, they're both midas malchus, shechina and Knesset Yisrael. So when there's tzaras for Klal Yisrael, there's tzaras for the midah of malchus, because again, shechina is because God dwells everywhere, even in the lowest places, and it's called Knesset Yisrael because the shechina is Knusa b'Sarach Kol Yisrael. We're all taken from this midah of Malchus. We're all called B'nai Malachim. So, and when we suffer, God suffers along with us, because the Shechina is in Knesset Yisrael. That's the mystical soul of the Jewish people. K'mo shekasev tzuri ladecha teshi, chazal darshna hitashtem kocho shel yetzer, v'echa rabo, v'zman shein oisem v'tzoyna shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, k'v'yocho, netishim kor gadol shel malon. If we're not doing God's will, we're weakening him, kibiyachal. So we can weaken the Shechina. That tzaddikim adem asemat kibiyachal. Adem asemat toivim. The tzaddikim, through their good deeds, they're megala Hashem's malchus in the world. And through this malam kibiyachal Hashem, they're elevating the Shechina. Like it says, tnu oiz le'elokim. Give strength to God. And Chazal darshan, sheyisrael mosifim koach b'gamal yashal mal. The Jewish people give koach to the heavenly hosts. Shehamida hanal, this midah of Malchus, nikras pamal yashal mal. It's called the heavenly host. Shekoneset b'tocha kol amidot elyonot. It brings within it all the elevated midas. Shekulam mushpoim mashpiyim b'saycha. They are all mashpia. In it. Midah Malchus is called Pemal Yishel Mal. So we are Moisif Koyach the Pemal Yishel Mal. We are Moisif Koyach the God's Midah of Malchus. And since all the Midahs are included in the Midah of Malchus, therefore Kshimitzah Malchus Miss Alice, and then the Malchus elevated, and the Shechin is elevated from its falling, as Nisbatu Kol HaGzeros V'Chol HaDin. And all the Gzeros and all the Dinim are Nisbatu. So we fixed all the Pemal Yishel Mal. Because Pemal Yishel Mal brings within it all the Midas, and Malchus is the lowest of the Midas. So it encompasses within it all the higher Midas. They all go through Malchus. So when we're talking Malchus, we're talking everything. And the Mela, when the Tzaddikim to their Maisim Tovim, our Mamlech Hashem, they fix Malchus, and the Mela, they fix all the spheres, and all the bad Gzeros are nullified. And that's like God nullifying it. Because what are we doing? The tzaddik is ma'ala the shechina. And the male, if he's ma'ala the shechina, it's kiviyachol. The shechina is mevatel the gzeiros. As nitpe'er ad kan, inyan midat ha-malchut. She nikleit shechina. It's called shechina, and it includes kol mako and kol yisrael, right? Lecha. Hashem Agdula Bagvur with the Pharaohs of Netzor, Kichol Vashemayim Yivarez. So those are all the Midas. Gdula Gvur, Hashem Agdula Bagvur with the Pharaohs of Netzor, Kichol. That's the call of the Midas inside. And then Vashemayim Vashem Hashem Agdula Vamanacha, Vamsnase Lachol Vashem Midas in Malchus. So, this Shechina is Kolelas Kol Mokom Kol Yisrael. It's in within the Jewish people, and the worlds are run, the worlds are governed by this Midah of Malchus. And if there's an Afila for the Jewish people, there's an Afila for the Midah of Malchus. And when the Tzaddikim come back and they elevate it, Nisbatel and Nemeila Kol Adinim V'Agzeiros. Achshav Yivaer, Sheze Haya Inyan HaGzeira V'Nes Shel Chanukah. At first there was Nefilas HaShechina, Nemeila there was more Tzaros for the Jewish people. And Alidei Matisyahu the Tzaddik, the Shechina was elevated. And Memeil and his battle were called Adinim. It chile yakdim, she'ofen ha'akara she'Yisrael yechulim la'akir at Hashem, ha'idei she'dveikim b'midotav. V'noida, she'oilam nivra b'bishvil Torah, b'bishvil Yisrael, v'tachlit kol ha'briya, haya begin b'yishtemu, di'in le, ha'inu, she'yu makirim at Hashem yitbarach. It's known that the world was created for Torah, for the Jewish people, and the tachlis of all the Bria is that people should recognize God. Ach, ben tzos ma yichol mahaki ha'isa yizborah. How are they going to be able to recognize God? Yi afshar ki im al yidei hitavik b'midotav yitbarach. The way to know God is to be dovik b'midotav. Like the rabbis say, mahu rachum af atar rachum. Ba'al yidei zeh yichol lovo elav yizborah. And through this, you can go to God. When you imitate Shodiyah, when you are able to emulate God's wonderful character traits. V'hinei oz k'shenichnasu yivanem lahechol ha'i b'sod nefilas ha'shchina k'viyochol. And it's gabara klipas. When the yivanem went into the hechol, that was b'sod nefilas ha'shchina. B'yalmi she'ofen ha'karat Hashem ha'idea midot. And therefore, when there was Nefilas Hashchina B'Zana Yevanim, they were Metamei all the Chachmas, and they separated the world from the locus. So Matisyahu Kohen Gadol B'Tzidkato Chazal V'Gila Malchuto Yitbarach Ba'Olam Ha'idei Shelimed Da'at Et Ha'am Le'achoz B'Midotav Yitbarach She'achizah B'Midotav Yitbarach Ki Ashar V'Hakarat V'Dveikut B'Hashem. So you have to get the God's Midah. So before Matisyahu Kohen Gadol, she had tzaddik gadol, it was a grace tzaddik, Matisyahu Kohen Gadol. He taught the nation to follow God's midos. V'nis'alis k'viyachol midos ha'malchus. That's how he elevated the midah of malchus. V'nis'batlu kol ha'dinim. And the mele, all of the dinim, were nullified. V'ayidei zeh nitzchu v'sayivanim. And through this, they defeated the Yevanim. Since we are open to the midos Hashem, we elevated the midah of Malchus, the dinim, the punishments from its battle, and the Neva, ומנצח יוונים. In Yismach Lei, Rabbeinu writes, Dibramas Tat Kaspe, Vaz Bimea Yvanim, Mipneshenaf Yuras Havoim, was there, he writes his epistle English. He writes a little differently. There they fell from the meat of Yuras Haromos, Bali and Yuras Einish. So they had Yuras Einish instead, Shivit Hayavanim, Matisio Kain Godel Tikain, so Matisio Kain Godel fixed this, Shemish Koze Abnesha, Hayiram, Stamsima, the Behinist, the Behinatachtoim. You can see the year went lower. And then that elevated the Yiras Einash, and it was sweetened. You can't just live with Yiras Einash. That's not a good way to live your life, and it's not what Hashem wants. The Iker Yiras Einash. Just in awe of Hashem, not just that He's going to punish you. Chas Hashem. I need that also a little bit, but not the, that shouldn't be the Iker. Back here. Shenichmasu timu kol ha-shemanim. That's what it means. When they went into the Echel, they tanned all the shemanim. Chochma nikra shemen. Because shemen zayis is machkim. As Rabbeinu writes in our parasha, Dibur Maslahi Miketz, based on Chazal. It's on the Lomar, shetimu kol ha-chochmas. They are mitanei all the chochmas, afilu chochmas ha-tar, nitma kabiyachol. Even chochmas ha-tar, they are mitanei. Shalemdim v'pniyos v'gadlis. They're learning with all these personal pnios for their own purposes, and not to be davik b'shem. Since they weren't davik b'shem, there was nefilas hashchina, and all the tzaros and the din fell on the Jewish people. Ukshegav ramachus beis chashmonai matzu pach echad. What's echad? Echad gematria yud gimel. Hainu, lecho is biyud gimel midois of izbarach. So pach echad is one is gematria 13. They were grabbing onto the 13 midos of Hashem. Because Dveikus b'midos, if you want to get to know God, you have to be like God, and you'll get to know Him. Lachain, therefore Chazal say, Potsu ha-yavanim yud gimel potsus b'heichol. The Yavanim reparates 13 potsus in the heichol. Hainu b'nei shelo achzu yud gimel midos of Yisparach b'tchila. Because the Jewish people didn't hold on, didn't grab on to the 13 midos of Hashem. By Dezen Nafla Midas HaMalchus and its Gabra B'Klipa. Through this, the meat of Malchus fell, the Klipa became more powerful, the Yavanim can therefore break through to the Heichal. The Achar says that we had a Nefil and the Yirkim Midas, and Mela, they made 13 breaches. Beis HaMikdash, the Chel, I think it was. The Achar Zek, Eshechazu, Lechaz, Midas Hashem Yisbarach. Afterwards, when we grabbed onto God's Midas, the meat of Malchus was elevated, and that includes all the meatus, as we said before. And the Melan is Spardu kol Pleiavim Vavim. And the Melan, all of the evildoers were separated, and they lost their power. Because we fixed everything and grabbed onto God's meatus. That's the meaning of Chanukah, Chanukhafe. That there was a Chanaya, there was a Tikkun, there was a resting of the meat of Malchus that's called Kol. Because the Jewish people were grabbing onto the 13 meatus of Rachamim. So what we learn in this Maimar is that Midas HaMalchus is called Ko, that the king says, Ko v'ko tasu, this is what you should do. It's also called, Midas HaMalchus is called Shechina, because it dwells in all the Madrakas debris. It's also called Knesset Yisrael. It includes all the Jewish souls. It's also called Tremal Yishal Malam, because it gathers within it all of the Midos Elyonos. Midas HaMalchus is the Midas with which all of the worlds are governed. Even this world that looks where it looks like God's Hashgacha is hidden. When the Jewish people are not acting properly, they separate God from the world as in a fila for Midas HaMalchus, and that causes B'chol Tzoros and Lo Tzar, Malchus has Tzar, as we have Tzar, and the Tzaddikim are attacking this by following the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this way, they bring the Midas HaMalchus back, and they have a Tikkun and a Mel Vizeros and Mizbatel. They made Yud Gimel Pratzus, because we fell from Yud Gimel Midas. We fixed it, Matisyahu Kohen Gadol went back to Yud Gimel Midas. And they found one pach of shemen, pach echad, it's Gematria Yud Gimel. They realized they have to come back to the Yud Gimel Midas, and that type was the Tara, with the Yavanim and Mitame everything. And they were Mitara everything when they came back to this echad, this Yud Gimel Midas, Mid of Malchus, Yud Gimel Midas of Rachamim, that we learned how to be Mitakin our Midas from Matisyahu Kohen Gadol from the Tzaddikim. So, Shmizoch Atake to fix our midas. You know, it's nice to say Tyrus Krechen and Hemlach, to climb to the heavens is gevaldik. Sof kol sof, the way to get there is just by being attacking our midas, working on our mid of kas and mid of yisayid and mid all the midas, all the midas. So we should be zochem mitzvah Hashem to do that. B'simcha v'tu levav merov kol v'shenizkeh l'rot nisim v'nifla'ot yishuot v'galot בימים ההם בזמן הזה, שלום שלום, hopefully we zeichem mitzvah Hashem to continue in this sefer, in this series of shiurim. Thank you so much for listening.